Yeah, so our team traveled down to Missouri this past week to do some school assemblies, and then we did a big church outreach on Friday night. And as we were packing up to leave the assembly at the high school on Thursday, there was this girl that was just kind of sitting by herself with her head in her hands and nobody else around. You could just kind of tell she was a bit of a loner. Just tell by her clothes, and probably not whole lot of money or anything there. And but God just told me, go and personally invite her to the event tomorrow. So after we got everything packed up, I went back in and I just talked to her a little bit and just said, hey, is there you have any interest in coming tomorrow night? We'd love to have you come to the event. And she said, well, she said, I don't think I would be able to get a ride. And she says, I don't think my family would want me to come either, because it's at a church. And I said, well, I said, if you want to come, we would love to have you there. And then I told her some ways that she could figure out a ride there. Anyway, she was the very first one to come through the doors as soon as the doors opened on Friday. At the end of the night, when we gave the invitation to accept the Lord, she was one of the hands that went up. So, I said to the team, I said, even if we came down here, did all these assemblies just for her, it was worth it. And so her name
Amen.
is
That's right.
Pauline. So be praying for Pauline. She gave her life to the Lord on Friday night, along with several other people. But I tell you what, I was most excited about Pauline.
So as some of you may know, I go to Hope College, and at Hope, we have this ministry called Met by Love, where we gather on Monday nights and just worship the Lord. But this past Monday, what we did was we led the room into a beautiful moment with obviously the Holy Spirit's leadership of washing each other's feet, and being reminded of the humility that Jesus walked in when he was on earth. And there's one gal who showed up who was really touched by the Lord. I met her a few weeks ago when she first came to Met by Love, and I found out later that she was invited by my brother because he entered into a gospel conversation with her. She grew up in the church, but she probably had some abusive experience in it, and was tinkering with New Age spirituality things and was just like very far from the Lord. And then when I reconnected with her this past Monday, because she showed up, I was like, what's happening in your life? Like, what's the Lord doing? And she's like, well, I'm trying to get back to God. And I was really touched by the gathering tonight, and a girl prayed over me, and the thing she was saying was just totally aligning with my life. And I just really feel like the only way I can find my identity anymore is through Jesus. And so now, like, I've gotten her number, and I'm looking to connect with her because she wants to start studying the Bible again and learning about Jesus. So, yeah.
That's awesome. Thanks for sharing that, Rebecca. Anybody else?